Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Dr. Atit Patel, board-certified interventional and structural cardiologist and chief of cardiology at Vitruvian Healthcare System. Dr. Patel attended medical school at the Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta and completed his residency training in internal medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. He then earned his MBA at Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management in Evanston, Illinois. Dr. Patel also completed fellowships in cardiology at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Then he further trained in structural and interventional cardiology at the Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta. Dr. Patel, thank you once again for coming on our show.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're going to talk about Vitruvian Healthcare System's vision for cardiovascular care in our region. And Dr. Patel is here to help us understand where we are going to be going to. So how do you see Vitruvian's role evolving?
A couple points. You know, I think, number one, we want to provide world-class cardiovascular care locally so patients don't have to travel. We've obviously made a lot of strides, but we want to continue to expand our structural heart, cardiac surgery, and advanced procedures in our region. And we want to do it in an integrated way between ourselves, Bradley Hospital, but also integrating a system of prevention, diagnosis, intervention, and follow-up across the continuum of care for people as they continue to live in our region, hopefully through their whole lives.
From talking to you these past few episodes, you've really shown how unique and just strong the Vitruvian Healthcare System is. What strengths do they have in heart care?
You know, I think we have a really broad portfolio. We have excellent interventional cardiologists. We have excellent structural cardiologists. We have highly capable non-invasive cardiologists supporting our non-invasive imaging program. We have a really great vascular team, and we have a really good electrophysiology team. So I think we hit almost all the buckets of providing comprehensive cardiovascular care. On top of that, we've had a really, really supportive community and leadership within the hospital that's allowed us to invest in leading-edge imaging and surgical capabilities across the system. And we've been able to spread our footprint, you know, in this region. So we've actually been able to have open up multiple locations in Dalton, Calhoun, Ringgold, and Cleveland so that we can bring care to the entire region in a more comprehensive sort of way.
Is that a key part of the vision, you know, that community outreach and its prevention overall?
It is. So, we want to partner with the primary care doctors in the region and all the other ancillary providers here to focus on primary prevention, make sure patients are getting adequate control of their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their lifestyle, expanding community screening and education. And then for those patients who, despite primary prevention and community screening, still end up with signs or symptoms of disease, you know, focusing on early detection with advanced imaging technologies like CT. And then for those patients who, despite all of that, end up needing those interventions that we talked about, providing all the highest level interventions that those patients would need, even if they do have to have those once in a lifetime procedures.
That's the biggest thing that I've just like heard from all of you guys, to where you just accommodate so many different possibilities for patients to where anybody can get the care that they need.
You know, it's really important to us. These days, we feel really confident that, you know, we're the best, if not one of the best programs in the region. And I think short of left ventricular assist devices, which are these pumps to put in the heart, what we call advanced heart failure and transplant, offering pretty much the gamut of advanced cardiac care in 2026.
After you were to get some kind of cardiac procedure, is the actual rehabilitation super important?
Cardiac rehab is really, really important. And we've been able to grow the program here. We have a really excellent team at the Bradley Wellness Center. It's so integral that it's, you know, actually paid for by insurance companies and providers. Once you've had most, if not all, cardiac interventions, they'll provide some degree of cardiac rehab for at least usually 36 sessions is the standard. So 2 to 3 times a week for a few months. And they will emphasize lifestyle, patient education, activity. And the really interesting thing about it is one might not think that it has a tremendous impact, but it does actually impact outcomes. Mm. We actually know that people who engage in cardiac rehab do better. And I think there's something to the accountability, consistency that comes with it. I can't say that the treadmills are different than other treadmills, but I do think that the community and education and consistency that goes with that after their procedures is really important.
With, you know, rehab and anything involving exercise like that, people can find it super unpleasant, but the outcome is always worth it, improving yourself.
It's the hardest part. It's the toughest investment.
Yeah.
It's more challenging than taking a pill. that's the hardest thing to do, is to make those continuous investments in yourself.
Yeah, and it's making those investments. What could you, or what advice could you give patients just about their hearts overall?
You know, as we were just talking about, don't delay in taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
I think we all know what those things are. You know, don't delay in getting your annual physical and having any healthcare issues addressed. Staying engaged in that preventative care, making sure your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, smoking cessation are all really, really important. And in the event you are having any symptoms, you know, call 911, get to a provider as soon as possible. And certainly from a personal standpoint, we want anybody who's having any chest discomfort, arms, back, neck, jaw, shortness of breath, even nausea or vomiting, which can often be a presenting symptom of cardiac problems. We want those patients to feel empowered to make those phone calls, whether it's to their primary care provider, to us directly, or to 911.
Definitely just feel empowered to make that call, because so many people just say like, oh, I can just sleep it off. Or, oh, I'm going to get over it.
Yeah. And you know, in our business, time is muscle. And In the throes of an acute event, getting to that treatment is really time critical.
Yeah. So thank you, Dr. Patel, once again, just to have you on the air with us here. And it's good to know that like people just benefit, patients benefit from having a place that you provide, you know, at Vitruvian Health.
Thank you for having me.
Hamilton Physicians Group Cardiology has offices in Dalton, Calhoun, Ringgold, and Cleveland. To make an appointment, call 706-226-3434. 706-226-3434 or visit VitruvianHealth.com/cardiology to learn more.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.